The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Yes, won't you be our neighbor? I can't even hear myself. That's amazing. Here we go. Tie your shoes, everyone, and put on your red sweater. Wait. Anyway. All right. Yeah. It's That's Chuck right. and Billy time. Yeah. Welcome to... Welcome to, you know, the show.
To Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
To Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. You guys having a good day today.
Next, we'll be playing Bob Ross.
We're going to get our little hand puppets out. We got a choo-choo.
We're going to get our sock puppets.
We're going to get our little choo-choo train's going to come. Here comes the trolley now. There it is.
Toot, toot.
Look, there's the little conductor. Not kidding.
That makes me think of Major Payne.
Yes.
When he's talking about toot, toot. Yeah.
Toot, toot. That was great. I love that movie. Well, anyways, thank you for listening. We didn't even say thank you. Why are we saying thank you? Anyway, we didn't even start yet. You're listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. It'd be awesome if we had hand puppets just doing it. Hey, King.
We'd have to step off to the side and just put our hands in front
hands
of it.
Be like this.
Yeah, just put it in front of the camera.
We duck under the desk and just do this.
You get those puppets with the things that they use in
with the sticks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, we should do that one day.
We should. Just be, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup
put
of Tea.
Put them in our chairs and go underneath the table.
Get tangled. Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Tea. What's wrong with that guy?
Just hide.
There was these pajamas I saw. They were like, what were they? It was like they had this big mouth in it, and they were just like furry. I think it would be awesome if we come in here wearing those. You couldn't even see our face. It's just a mouth.
Oh, like, that's funny.
Like, look at the Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. I can't remember like where I saw them.
Or like the dino costumes.
Oh, God. Those are, yeah.
Different ones.
Like the skull ones. Those are funny. It's been a day. It's been a week. It was nice for first 2 days, and it was like, I don't want to anymore.
Yeah. Every time the temperature goes up, it's the rain.
Yeah.
So you can't even enjoy it.
Nope.
So you're like, all right, well, I'll open up the doors and maybe I'll open up the windows.
Let some air in.
Let some air through. But, it's warm, but it's pouring. We had a great storm, though, the other day.
I loved it.
Did you sit through that?
I did.
It was beautiful.
It was like, ah.
Usually Harper doesn't react to large sounds like storms and fireworks, but which is funny because most dogs do. But she did it with this one.
That's cool.
She heard the rumbles and she was like, oh. She looked out the window and she's like, oh. She looked at me and then she jumped in my lap and then looked at me with that look like, save me. I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, the thunder came and Momo was just like, and looks at me and he was like, what was that? His ears way back like this. His
yeah,
eyes
they all
are humongous.
Go back. Yep.
Dee Dee's just laying there like, stop being a baby. It's just thunder. We've heard it before. God, so stupid. Lay down.
It's just thunder. We've heard it before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he would freak out like when I lived in Ecuador.
Yeah.
It would thunder sometimes. I'm like, usually we don't get thunderstorms like that. And it was like a bad one. And he's like,
ooh.
His ears are way back. And she's just looking at him like, really? Grow up. But yeah.
I don't know what you're hearing, but I just hear some rumbles. Kind of makes me feel hungry.
Yeah.
Like my stomach is rumbling.
It's my belly.
It's my belly.
Get in my belly. Anyway. What were we talking about earlier? Oh, they like they're riding the e-bikes. We're talking about e-bikes.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, like the cool Harley one. Yeah. Like I said, that one doesn't make any noise, so I hear it. Yeah, my luck. I would wave and then hit a pothole
and go flying.
Be like,
Love waving. Just like, just slide.
No, it's not funny, but.
No, it is funny, actually. My age, I'd be like, I'm not getting up.
It depends. How fast is this e-bike going?
60. Oh, well, I wouldn't go 65 because I'd be terrified. I'd eat a bug.
Wear a helmet.
Yeah, right.
With a full face.
I should, with like a skull on it and look cool. People are like, you look stupid. I'm like, yeah, but my bike's cool. Anyways.
I think it's in Germany they made helmets that have, like, you know how, like, some cars have the dash, like, you can read your speed limit in your windshield.
Yeah.
Well, they have something similar in these helmets where you can actually see behind you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like a camera. And the whole thing is a high-tech helmet. It was like a $250 helmet at the time.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, it was some time ago, so I don't know what it is now.
Probably like $400 now.
Or even if they continued producing them, because who knows?
Well, with the amazing inflation we're having.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. Dude, I went to buy... Okay. I went to buy... I love the Reese's eggs. I don't know what it is, but they taste better than Reese's cups. I still love Reese's cups, don't get me wrong. I went to buy a package, right? I was super excited. I was like, yeah, I grabbed it and I picked it up and I'm holding on to it. And I look down, I see the price, $11.
Holy cow.
I was like,
No, not today.
I'm good. Like everything you go to the grocery store, everything costs you like $80. You only get three things.
Yeah, one bag.
Yeah, or not even a bag. It's like, oh, look, I got this.
You can just take it out with your hand.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be $87.32. Do you have a card? Yeah, I put it in, and it's like, oh, you saved nothing because you're a loser.
Yay. Good job.
Yay, good job for me. You don't even give a real good thumbs up.
Yeah, you can barely lift your hand.
Thanks.
Huzzah.
Oh, bah, yeah. What is that word? Bah, yeah.
What is huzzah?
That was a meme surprise. Sounds like The Sims.
Yeah, right? You remember playing that? You know, they could at least have some kind of conversation, like some words.
I know, I wish they would.
It was like...
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like,
oh yeah, you knew that one. It was like, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then there'd be all these like exclamation marks above their head.
And they're like,
dude, I used to play that on the computer.
Yeah, I did too. Actually, you can play it for free now. It's like Sims 3 or something like that, or 4. I don't know. Sims 4 is free. Yeah.
I don't know. I know there used to be. Oh, I remember it. I remember the cheat code for the, like,
get all the money. That was the only way you survived. That's the only thing I did was build homes. I didn't play the game.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, this is going to be a nice living room. Ooh. But then when you build it, you overbuild it. And then your living room's like this big and your couch is like this.
Yeah.
And you're like, man.
You get all the luxury stuff once you'd like... get the cheat code for the money.
Oh, yeah.
So you get,
everything.
The black bathtub that's all marble. Everything's gold.
The nice shower and the spa
everything's,
bathtub.
Yeah, everything's luxury.
You're like, yeah. But your outside looks terrible.
Yeah, there's no yard.
There's no yard. Yeah, your whole house
no
is
trees.
Yeah, there's nothing. You have nowhere to walk your dog. Go outside. Oh.
And it was funny when you met a potential match, there'd be like a little heart. You'd go on a date a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There'd be a little heart at the top if it matched.
You'd be like, oh, my.
And then the next thing you know, you have babies.
Dude. Like,
they just pop up somehow.
I was playing. This is so bad. I was playing that game, right? And my character went to work. The other character went to work. And the teenager went to work. They left the baby home alone.
Oh, no.
In the kitchen. And then all
in
of
the high chair?
No. It was on the floor.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm not paying attention. I can't remember what I was doing. I was doing something, and I look up, and the whole kitchen's on fire, and the baby's in, like, charred, just gone. I was like, what?
Disappeared.
Like, I was like, what happened? And all of a sudden, I see the Grim Reaper, the ghost. I was like, oh, man. Like,
really?
That,
it did that to you?
Yeah. I was like, come on. Like that. And then I was like, wait a minute. Where is everybody? I'm looking. I didn't know they all left. I thought someone came back home at least.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not
and
today.
I was like, man. And the fire department like put the, you know, the fire out and everything. And the baby was still on the floor.
Oh my God, that's gross.
I was like, that's terrifying. Why would you do that?
That is terrifying.
Oh my God. You
see, for a game.
Yeah, for a game. Like it was, I was thinking, you know, okay, your baby's home alone. Why are you leaving?
They probably got a whole lot of backlash for that particular thing.
Yeah, it was weird. I just was like,
you should be
and
notified
kids play
somehow.
This. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's throw the kids in the garbage disposal.
Yeah, that's fun. Let's do that. Let's put them in the dryer.
Yeah, yay. Yeah, but, I mean,
it's like if The Sims, like, had a malfunction and everything was opposite day.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything was getting thrown where it's not supposed to be thrown.
Yeah, but it was funny because the people came home, the parents, and then they came in the house. And, like, there was no care in the world that the baby wasn't even there.
They didn't even know.
Now they were like, yeah, I was going to go cook food. Oh, no, what happened?
Yeah. Like,
oh, what's this spot on the floor? It was like a burn mark.
Gotta love
so
The Sims.
Creepy. I was like, come on.
How the hell are you about that? That's right. They went,
and then their little thing above their head.
Yeah.
Their jewel, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I know there's another game like that called Paralines.
Yeah.
That one's more realistic.
Really?
Yeah, I tried it out and I was like, this is pretty cool. Like, it's like you can walk to work or you can drive to work. And it's pretty neat.
Neat.
You can't leave your kid home alone, obviously, because it tells you. So you're like, nah, nah, nah. It's like, beep, beep, beep. Your baby is still in his crib. Oh, you got to turn around and find a babysitter. So you got to do realistic stuff.
Yeah, with The Sims, it was all buying stuff.
Yeah, or not leaving it in the bathtub and driving, going to work.
Yeah.
Come on. But anyway.
Think about it. Think about it before, you know, people. Think about what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I know it's a game, but. And some people think, oh, it's hilarious. It's not funny.
No. It's giving the wrong impression.
Stop it.
Kids play that.
Yeah, kids play that game all the time. I don't know if they are now, but.
They did.
Yeah, they were like, I love it. They had that Sims one online where you could meet people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that one once in a while. I hated that game.
Like I said, I always played it on the computer, but it was like in the mid-2000s. You know,
yeah,
somewhere in there.
They had Sims online where you can go and meet actual people. And you're like, hey, my name is Chuck, and I'm really cool and stuff.
And stuff.
You want to come see my cool house that has a charred baby on the rug or something? I don't know. Yeah. Some stupid. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
No. I saw it. I think PS, like the PlayStation, I think has it.
Yeah, they have it. Play Sims. It's free. You don't have to pay for that. That's free.
It's free, free to get terrified, people. Oh, speaking of terrifying, the new Halloween game is coming out this year.
I can't wait.
I know. I'm patiently waiting for it.
I already pre-ordered that bad boy.
Did you?
Here you go.
Take my money.
Take it all.
Gas prices are really high, but take my money.
Yeah, that and GTA 6. Gotta get GTA 6.
Yeah.
Gotta. Probably never going to play them. They're going to sit there, collect dust like they are right now, and be like, oh, what's this game? Oh, that is Halloween. I didn't know that came out.
I got to play that. Like, oh, I got to see what that's all about.
Yeah, you can play Michael Myers or the people he gets.
You can choose between characters.
Oh, I love it. You can pick all the different Michael Myerses, like from 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 4, because there was no 3 for him. 5,
no, there
6,
wasn't
yeah.
for him. Nope.
Yep. You can get. You got to earn them.
That was the season of the witch.
Yeah. I didn't care for that movie. I didn't mind it. It was just,
It's all right. I mean, it had nothing to do with Michael Myers, but, like, that was because Mustafa, the original, like, creator, wanted Halloween to be separate stories.
Yeah.
He wanted it to be, you know, sort of like Tales from the Hood or Tales from the Crypt or, you know, Tales from the Dark Side or Creepshow.
Yeah.
You know, you wanted kind of like stories like that. So he tried it, the third one, because the first and second one were filmed at once.
Yep.
And they split it. And they had because their budget was only like 300 grand. So the first and second one were done all in one shot. And then the third one he did differently because that was his vision for it.
Yeah.
But that didn't work out for him. So it flopped at the box office.
Oh, yeah.
So he went back to Michael. And 4, 5, 6, and so on. So that's a little bit of history.
I mean, I didn't mind the movie. I thought it was funny watching kids' faces melt in a mask.
Yeah.
And they're like,
it was real annoying though. Like that Halloween music. It was like these masks. They came from a factory. They were haunted masks or something.
No, it's because they had that little thing on it. They got rock. So once that music played,
they got stuck
to their face or something.
I don't know. They got like brainwashed or something.
Yeah, they're like, they put it on. Look, my eyes are melting.
It was weird.
I was just like that sound drove me nuts, and I couldn't stand the blinking. I was like, I'm glad I don't have seizures.
Yeah,
because I'd be like, oh god.
Some movies are like that.
Yeah.
I watched Scream 7.
Ugh.
Look, I like Scream for some reason. I don't know why.
I love Scream. I just did not like 7. I couldn't stand it.
I mean, it was up for the times.
It was good.
You know, they included AI.
Yeah, it was good.
If you haven't seen it, I'm not gonna spoil it for you.
The killers. That's the only thing I didn't like. I wanted to be actually who I wanted it to be.
I know. I thought it was gonna be too. Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Aww.
I know. I was all excited
when he called him. I was like, yes.
Yep.
And then I was like, wait, what?
You know, I remember thinking, too, about how some characters we never really knew if they were dead or not.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, well, that was an old TV and smashed him in the face. Okay, number one, he would have died instantly. No. The reason why I know this is because I remember my mom hit the table that our TV was on, and it was humongous.
Yeah.
And it came right down and smashed her right in the back of the head. Cut her head open, yes, but it didn't kill her.
No. Nope.
She went face first right into the floor while the TV hit her head.
Yeah.
She got right up, blood coming out of her head, and she was like, I'm good.
All good over here.
Yeah, I got this. I was just powering some weight. Yeah.
I did like how they incorporated the older Scream.
Yeah.
To this newer one, like, there was more family dynamic, you know. Yeah.
I liked that.
There was just more of that, and I enjoyed that. Because usually it's about her, but it's not much about her.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really know anything about her. Exactly. And then the last thing you knew, she was alone in a house somewhere, you know. Protecting herself.
I liked it till the end. That was it. I was like, yeah. I literally walked away and went and made a sandwich. I'm not kidding. I was so angry. I was like, whatever.
Yeah. I wasn't, really?
I did like the kill with the bar part where he stuffed him.
That was when
the beer came out of his mouth. Yeah. I was like, yeah, there we go.
There were some good kill scenes.
Yeah. That was my
creative.
Favorite, when he picked him up, I was like, oh, he's not. That's amazing.
He's not going. He is. Oh, he's doing it.
Beer time.
He's doing it.
You guys, would you like it on tap? Because
really I good. Didn't expect, but I kind of did, because the person who played one of the killers is he's been in good movies.
Yeah.
You know, he's aged a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like he lost his hair.
Might be makeup.
He lost his hair a long time ago. He started going bald a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I remember watching him in one movie, and then a few years later, he was like half bald. And I'm like, holy cow, where'd all his hair go?
Dang it.
But
I did suspect the first person, the other person, not him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was. I just could tell by her demeanor. I was like, yeah.
Oh, you're giving it away.
No. Sorry. What doesn't matter? Who cares?
Could have been.
Everyone's already seen it anyways.
Yeah, maybe. It just came out. Like,
I could tell by their demeanor.
It just became available for streaming.
Yeah. I watched it for free, but when it came out, so we're good.
Yeah.
I was like, woohoo. Go me. But yeah. I mean, I just got angry at the end. I was just like, who is it?
Disappointed. I was disappointed.
Yeah, I was like, who is it? And I was like, the first one, I was like,
well, when they unveiled the first guy,
yeah,
because there were three in this one.
Yeah.
And when they unveiled the first guy, I was like, who the heck is that?
Yeah, I didn't even know who that was.
Like, who is that?
Yeah, I didn't know who the first one was. I was like,
Yeah, like, but I did remember seeing that dude in
the guy that was in the shop. Yeah, in the
shop.
So I knew who that was.
But we didn't know who he was.
Yeah, we didn't have a clue.
Like, to them, why was he going after everybody?
Scream 8 is going to be all about him and the other two.
I don't know.
I have a feeling.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know.
Scream 8. I don't know. Gail is getting up there.
Yeah, she looks like a lizard. I'm sorry.
She's getting up there. She's got some hand issues, you know?
Yeah.
You know, from being stabbed in the hand in the last one.
Yep.
In New York City.
I thought she died in that one.
No.
I was like, yes! And I was like, oh.
Well, she's getting up there in age. But I'll tell you, I keep thinking Cindy from Cindy.
Cindy. Watch my Fanny. Make room for Fanny. That's so nice. Well, thank you, child. I do my bum busters every day. Squeeze really tight.
And let loose. Squeeze really tight. Oh, sorry.
Let loose. Yeah. I know you think of her. I do it, too. I say Cindy. I never say her name, so.
I know. Can't think of it, can you?
Nope.
Because it's Cindy.
Sydney.
Sydney. Hello, Sydney.
Hello, Sydney.
Do you like scary movies?
What's your favorite game? I mean, horror movie.
We're going to play a game.
One of the awesome kills in that movie was in the beginning with the girl when she fell off the thing.
Oh, I thought she was going to. Yeah,
so
dude, it was
awesome.
Like.
He just turned and was like this.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yes. I was like, no. I was like, she is going to get away. She's a good fighter. You know, holy crap. And you think it's going to happen? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then no. But that was a very interesting kill scene.
That was good. I liked that. See, that's the thing. In horror movies, I don't want anyone to escape. I want them all to get butchered. Okay, just me. I want the bad guy to always win.
Well, usually that's what they end up doing.
That's why I want to make horror movies, because I would make the bad guy win, and then we would go to the next one where the bad guy would lose. The bad guy win.
Think about it. Halloween, Michael Myers, for 40 years.
He always wins.
You know? I mean, there's still even a chance.
We'll put them together nothing, with crazy glue.
Nothing is out of question when it comes to Michael Myers. Because evil never dies, and we know that, and they say it a bunch of times in the movie.
Yep.
No matter what, they could put him in that machine and cut them all up. It doesn't matter because the presence.
Yep.
The evil presence.
Yep.
And it was shown in that one. Like,
oh yeah.
It just the kid picked it up.
I wish they kept that. That would have been awesome.
The idea of that, like they could.
Like he could have just passed it on to him and be like, "It's all yours. I'm done."
Yeah, but it could have passed somewhere else.
Yeah, it would have been awesome.
We don't know because we don't. People can come up with things, like off camera, you know, like we didn't see him, you know, building another one. Maybe he built more than one.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, that kid just happened to get himself killed, but maybe he built more than one.
I'm sorry with that whole the beginning of the movie where that kid is watching the other kid.
Yeah.
And then he falls off the thing.
Yep.
Dude, I could not stop laughing. I know it's horrible to laugh, but
is it because of the way the kid fell?
Yeah, he was like, ah, douche. No, I was like, I just started
laughing.
Couldn't stop laughing. It's not funny. It's really not.
I laugh at horror movies a lot, too.
I would never want that to happen to anyone. But
no.
When that happened and he hit, I just started
dying. Was it just
dying.
Because his head went flying up? Like after he hit, it was like, what's
yeah. I was like,
whoa, I didn't need to do that.
I was like, dang.
Yeah.
I was like,
dang.
I was like, okay. Yeah. And I was going, don't laugh. And I was like, okay, laugh. And I just could not laugh. The truth is,
I laugh at horror movies.
Me too.
Sometimes inappropriately.
Can't help it.
But sometimes horror movies are funny.
They are.
Like,
funny.
You got, like, low-budget, like, comedy horror movies that are just
like
funny.
Toxic Avenger. Did you ever see that one, the new one?
No.
It's got the dude that plays, I can't remember his name, but he's in Game of Thrones. The little short guy, the one that kept...
Oh, Diggler?
Yeah, the one that elf, when he kept saying, don't call me an elf. He's like, Okay. And then he calls him an elf and he runs after him. That guy.
Yeah, Dinkler. Dinkler, isn't it?
I think something like
that. His last name?
Something.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones, but I know who you're talking about.
I have not either. I watched some of it.
I know. I've never seen even a minute of it.
There's probably people out there going, what is wrong with you two?
For real. Like, I don't know why. I think it was just because it was hyped up so much and everybody was watching it. And the thing is like when something's really good, I hate having to wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I hate having to wait a week, or I hate having to wait 2 years for the next season to come out.
I hate that.
You know what I mean?
I just
or even longer, or a year for a season to come out. Like, I have been waiting patiently for season 4 of From.
Finally.
Okay? It's finally premiering on the 9th, I believe.
No, I think it said 14th.
No. No, wait, 19th.
19th, yeah.
19th. It is finally premiering on the 19th. The Testaments, which is the second part, which is the second part to the Handmaid's Tale.
Yep.
Is premiering on the 8th.
I was watching the Handmaid's Tale. I didn't get to finish it yet. Oh, it's so good though.
It's so good.
It's horrifying, but it's good.
It's terrifying, horrifying.
Yeah, it's like
I got my mom to watch it, and she couldn't stop watching it. She watched the whole thing, and
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Like season in like 2 days.
I'm on season 3. I can't remember what episode.
Oh, it's gonna be crazy. It goes up to 6 seasons, so you got a ways to go. But they have to like grind it into you, so that when the things happen that happen, you can just be like, "Holy cow,
what happened?"
Yeah,
but, it's good.
Yeah, and I mean, From is interesting to me because there isn't anything else out there that's like that.
Nope.
You know, it reminds me of something that Stephen King would write.
Yeah.
You know, at first. Because these people get stuck in a town and they can't get out.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're just going in a circle.
Yeah. It's just, but they can't get out at all. And then there's creatures that come out at night that try to eat them.
Yeah.
But they look like people.
I love that.
You know, and so anyone who comes into this town can't leave, and people don't just show up into that town all the time. It's something calls them there.
Well, it was funny because I watched the first episode when you told me to watch it,
mm-hmm.
and when the little girl lets the grandma in, I was like, "Midnight snack time."
I was like, "That's not your grandma, honey."
That was it. You're done. Bye.
Yeah, but it was repulsive.
Yeah, it was awesome though.
Afterwards, when they show that room afterwards, it was very repulsive, but. But it was like, holy cow, I can't believe they showed that.
I loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't believe they showed that. But the season 3 left us with a terrible cliffhanger.
I
have been waiting and waiting and waiting to see what's happening. Terrible cliffhanger. And I saw the trailer for season 4. So I'm like, okay, cool. I watched this trailer and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this.
Yes.
It's going to drop an MGM Plus or, you know, on the 19th of April. So that's coming.
I can't wait. I haven't watched all of it yet. I think I watched all of season 1. I was on season 2. I can't remember where I am though.
Yeah, it gets real interesting throughout season 2 and into 3, and then you're left with this horrible hangover like cliffhanger, yeah, hangover.
Horrible hangover.
Yeah, this horrible, like, horror hangover.
You're like, I hate this horrible hangover.
Horror hangover.
Horror hangover. It's great.
But yeah, that's interesting. And the Testaments are supposed to be really good. I don't want to, like, ruin it for anybody, so I'm not going to say what exactly it's about, but it is based off of the books.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how close to the book they stayed on it, but... But I'll tell you, the Handmaid's Tale is, I don't know, it's powerful.
It is. It's powerful, but it's also, like, disturbing.
Super disturbing.
You're like...
Especially when things around everyday life look like they're going in that direction.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
Right now? Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
So, and that's what people were talking about. Like, I had to watch it because I hadn't seen it, and... People were talking about how close to reality it was. That everything was happening the way it was happening, you know, with all the protests that were going on and with all the, you know, all the stuff in the beginning. And it was like, I was like, I need to see this because I need to see what people are talking about. So I started watching. I could not stop.
I watched it before you told me, and then I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But then I watched it, and I was like, this is amazing.
It's terrifying.
It is. It's terrifying.
And it's really good.
It is. It's really good. Like, it's got a really good plot. Like, it's just
Elizabeth, good story. Elizabeth good story. Moss is good in it.
Yeah.
And but we have to skip out for a second for a PSA, so.
Yes. We will be. Anyways, thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
System or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
But yeah, here.
We're just talking about movies.
We do that a lot. We haven't in a while, but we definitely like to do a little bit of criticizing.
Yeah, criticizing.
Know, whether it's good or bad, you know?
Yeah.
There's new stuff that come out. I think I already talked about seeing Send Help. That was good. I went to the movies and see that.
I saw Undertone the other day.
Undertone.
Did you watch the trailer for that?
I don't know if
you
I did.
You have to, dude. That
I think I might have passed that movie.
Man, I'm telling you, like, that is horrifying. Like, the way...
Undertone? I need to write this down, because...
What it is this girl and this guy do a podcast called Undertone. And they constantly play, like, clips of, you know, like, voices and things like that. But there's this one email they get, and they don't know what it is. And the guy's like, well, she goes, well, maybe it's spam, so don't click on it. You're probably going to get a virus. And he's like, no, I already checked it. It's not. So what it is it's voices of this guy recording his girlfriend, and she's constantly saying things in her sleep, or she'll say words that she's never said before, or she'll speak in a different language. And it's creepy. But then it gets to the point where she keeps hearing voices, and she's freaking out. Dude, it's so good. Like, I was like this. Like, I didn't move.
I'll have to check it out, because the last time you told me to check something out was called All Her Fault, and I did.
Yeah.
I watched that from beginning to end, and I was like, dude, he was right. This was really good. Was not expecting,
no,
like,
I neither.
how that was going to go at all. But definitely worth the watch. If you need something, it's just one season, right?
Yeah, it's just like six episodes.
It's like a mini series.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just one season, and you know, you can watch it if you know, on a Sunday, you can binge watch it.
Yeah, you'd be done in a couple hours.
And it was a very interesting, it kind of pulls you in different directions the entire time, and you're kind of sitting on the edge of your seat wondering what's going on. What's, you know, where is this kid?
Yeah.
It's about a kid that gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
But, like, where is this kid? Who has this kid? Why do they have them? And then you find out some really messed up stuff.
Yeah. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah. You're like,
I was like, no.
Holy
way.
Cow, dude.
Holy shnikes.
Holy shnikes.
Shnikes. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. Anyways.
That's going to leave a mark.
I love that part when you get, dude, it's right here. That's going to leave a mark.
Went a little heavy with the pine tree cologne?
Went a little heavy on the pine tree perfume, huh?
Perfume, buddy? Huh? Yeah. Like, that's what I was thinking.
He was like this.
Yeah. Rubbing it all over himself. Went a little heavy on the pine tree perfume.
He was like... Oh, man.
Zelensky. Yeah, how is it that I remember that stuff, but I can't remember... names of people, like how is it I remember all that?
Dan Aykroyd.
I know, Dan Aykroyd.
You know, it'd be awesome to get Dan Aykroyd on the show.
That would be pretty cool.
I'd be like, say it. Say what? Just say it. I went a little heavy on the pine tree. That
pine tree perfume, kid. That's what it was too. Like they said in the Sims, they sounded just like that. It was I think they were they speaking Mandarin, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. It's called Simoleon. Whatever it is.
Oh, I live in Sim City. I'm a Simoleon.
I'm a Simoleon. Thank you. You should talk like that through a whole show.
No,
because people will
turn the channel real quick.
Like, what? No, okay, I don't know what they're saying, but it's funny.
Huzzah!
Make a
I wonder if it would work though. Like the last, like I just wonder if, like, if you talked enough and put enough, you know, excitement or not have any excitement just in the words. I wonder if it would just become funny.
I think what would be weird is the people that actually play Sims so much, they probably know exactly what we're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I lose my nanny! He said he wants banana pie with some whipped cream. You're stupid. Stop playing that game. Seriously, stop. You're going to hurt yourself.
It's a language that you can pretty much pick up your own words.
It's like when people speak Klingon.
Yeah.
What
did you just say to each other? Do you even know what he said?
He said he wanted some cheese on his tacos.
Is that what you said?
He wants cheese and tomatoes on his tacos.
Because that's like, I would ask. I'm like, Is that what you said? Did you say what he said you said?
Imagine being somewhere at a Star Trek convention and somebody starts speaking Klingon and they're ordering food. I'm like, I will choke you from around this counter if you don't talk normal.
You know, I bet you there probably is like a Klingon dictionary.
Oh, there is.
So you could actually learn what
there is. There's
see?
One. Yeah, it's terrifying.
See, so they would know.
They're gonna have a Simoleon dictionary now that we said that.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna be sitting here going, Akanu Umana. That means I like cars with gasoline.
I like buttons. I like to press them.
I like buttons.
I like to press them.
Hoofin Kwamanwamo. Yeah, that means I like to mow the lawn with the dog. Whoops.
That means I like to mow the lawn.
I love mowing the lawn. Smells nice. I love the smell when lawn's being mowed.
I do too. And you want to know what's really sick about that?
What?
Did you know that that's the grass calling out for help? For real. That's their. They send out this signal, and that signal is that sent to other plants to tell them that they're getting traumatized.
That's amazing.
And we're all, oh, fresh cut grass smells so good.
I love the smell of death. You just walk right up to the grass.
Imagine you just hear all the grass blades screaming.
Yeah, I hear you dying, but you smell so good.
Yeah, it's a scent that they throw off to other plants to let them know that they're getting traumatized and that there's danger.
Like I'm waiting for a tree or something to attack us, like they do on Wizard of Oz.
Like in The Happening. when everybody just. The plants just made everybody die.
That was a stupid movie.
Yeah, but Mark Wahlberg was in it. And I like him. So.
I do. Yeah, but I mean,
it's not like it'll ever happen, but it could.
I mean,
because they could give off that pheromone.
Or if Trump breathes enough, you can smell it.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen the faces of people that stood behind him. So
yeah,
you don't know what they're thinking or why they're doing it. Like, but I don't think I want to know.
Somebody said he farted, and the lady behind him was like, I'm not joking.
Made a stank face.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's talking, and he paused, and you hear like that, and she goes,
yeah, but you know, that could have been done by AI.
Well, they're saying it was
but
true.
But still, it's funny. Even if it's AI, it's funny.
It's like, I was taking a God, I always created the wonderful things.
Yeah, but it was like a really. There was a pause. I think I know what video you're talking about. It was like a pause.
Her face was priceless.
And it was very, very faint. It was a very, very faint sound. But it could have been anybody.
She was like.
But she, yeah, I did see the woman's face.
Oh, it was so funny. I was just like.
It was way off though. It was like.
It would have been funny if she was going.
It was like. it was like a poof.
Oopsie.
And but I mean, hey, you know what? Better out than in, I always say.
Yeah.
I created mowing grass. Sure you did. Okay.
But yeah, her face was priceless. Like, it was.
She almost looked like that little kid, that meme.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that funny meme in the back seat, the little girl. The blonde-headed little girl with that funny look on her face, yeah, like the stank face.
We should find her and get her on the show. I'll be like, make it. She'll be like...
She probably gets that all the time. I think she's older now, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
but like,
that's fine. I'd be like, just do it anyways. Come on. We want to take a picture.
It was perfect. Like, kids are great. Like, kids are great when they do that. They come up with these... And it's moments that you can't always capture.
Exactly.
So they're lucky they even captured that, because you see your kid do something and you're like, I can't believe you just did that. But it's not like in a bad way. It's like, I can't believe you just did that.
Me and my wife were watching these videos on TikTok, and this little girl, she's like, I don't know how old she is, but she's sitting there and her mom goes, I love you. Are you going to give mommy kisses? And she goes like this. She goes,
She rolled her eyes.
What? And she was like, did you just roll your eyes at me? She looks at her and goes, just turns her head. I was like,
She rolled her eyes twice, so almost.
Oh, it was so funny. Just that the way funny. She did it. She was like...
Yeah.
I was like,
you're like, this four-year-old here is giving me so much hell.
She's giving me crap right now for no reason.
Yeah. She's doing adult things, and you're like, what did you just do? What's wrong with you?
I remember I did this to my daughter. I was like, give me kisses, and she was like... I was like,
talk to the hand.
I was like, excuse me? She was like,
whatever.
She was like, just with those little fingers. I was like, can I have a hug?
See, it makes it worse, too, because yeah. They're little tiny hands.
She was like this close to my face. I was like
right up there.
I bet I love you, Daddy. And she walked away. I can't give you kisses? Nah.
You already got a toot, and you're only two.
Yeah. With your little striped pants and your diaper.
I know, right? Little piggy tails. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she had those. There's barely any hair. But
yeah.
She had them.
Talk to the hand, Daddy.
And it would always look like sparklers.
Yeah. Yeah, because some hairs are longer than others, so they just stick out. And they just swish away. Because
oh, that's great.
That's what you hear is their diaper swishing as they put their hand up to your face.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't believe you're my kid right now.
Yeah, like,
You got that from your mom.
Yeah. I hope not. But anyways.
Oh, man. That's great.
It was funny. Like, I was not expecting her to put her hand in my face. I was just sitting there watching TV. She was right here. And I was like, give Daddy kisses. And she was like,
she said, you're in my personal space.
Yeah, basically. It would have been funny if she did say, you're in my personal space.
Yeah.
Keep over deal. I'll spank you face.
I'm going to walk away in my diaper.
And I'm going to walk away in my diaper.
Yeah, I'm going to walk away in my diaper.
I am 50. It's coming.
We'll get you some Depends.
It's going to be funny to be sitting here doing the show still. I'm like, hey, oh, gotta go.
Be right back. It's up to you.
We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a little bathroom break and put a little music on for you.
I know you won't like it. That's too bad!
I think we should do a whole show, because we did it before on the podcast.
Oh, we should.
We should do a whole show with Grandpa Chuck and Grandpa Billy
again.
Yeah,
well, we're at 60-something. We should do it on our 100th episode on here.
Yeah, we did it on our 100th episode on there.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
It's going to be a while.
It's
going to be next year. It'll be next year, but you
know. We'll do it anyways.
We're going to get there. Maybe.
If you don't like the music... Suck it up! And just
just turn it then.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to it.
He's even over here doing the shaking.
You got it.
Like the old person.
I don't even listen to it.
You know, old person shake?
Yeah, like, you gotta hold it.
When you're 90 and you
can't. You gotta understand.
Listen, little kids, if you don't like it, oh well.
What's going to happen is we're going to... Hang on a minute.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Hey, I think I had an idea. Yeah, I did. Hang on. Do you remember it? No, neither.
I don't know. What was your... I don't remember what we were talking about.
I think we were talking about... I don't know. I love hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
On the grill.
Well, they told me about 20 years ago that I can't eat those anymore because of my heart condition. Heart condition.
Now they got them in those stupid little packages, and they're freeze-dried, and you throw
just
them in that
throw them in the
cool microwave, hydro, and push a button, and they go poof.
Hydro.
Just like whatever. My diaper does.
Poof. Poof. Right after you eat one of those, I bet.
Like right about now. Here it comes. You look like one of them kids that are sitting in your, they're looking at you and they're like.
Yeah. The kids are like playing and all of a sudden they stop playing and they just stare.
Yeah,
you just know like, what they're doing.
You're just sitting there talking and you're like, yeah, well, that was it.
Yeah. You know, believe it or not, it's the same thing with old folks. If you have ever spent any time in a nursing home, they do the same thing.
They're like, I gotta cut my eyebrows tomorrow.
And you know, we're gonna be doing the same thing one day.
It, yeah. Kids are gonna come see us and be like, I haven't seen you in 3 days.
That part got me. It's like you haven't had one. You haven't had a good movement in like a week. A good movement, I'm saying. Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
And then you get a good movement and you're in the middle of like church or something.
Yeah. The guy's going, thank you, everyone. Right, bow their heads. And you bow your head and you're like, I got.
Echoes of the church.
Yep.
Yeah, but you know what? It's hard because, like, if he's wearing Depends or he's wearing any kind of diaper, plus the pew,
yeah.
He's sitting on the pew. Yeah, that's probably what it was. Oh, man, you just cracked yourself up.
Oh, my God.
In a way.
That's great. People were like, oh, God.
Yeah, welcome to our Not Your Cup of Tea.
Yeah,
might not be your cup of tea.
It's not, I promise you.
But it might be.
I mean, if you want to drink tea while you're listening, I'm sure you're going to spit it out of your mouth. This is so good.
Just because if we start laughing, especially that last one that you did, that was great.
That was great.
Oh, man, that was like the longest snort laugh I've heard you do in a long time.
But it,
that was the perfect sound effect for what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's great.
It was like, you know, sitting in a diaper on a pew. Yeah. It's like, what else would it sound like?
Oh, it'd be so awesome.
And
so
then it would
loud.
Just echo.
You'd be like, that was a good one. And the lady sitting next to you is like, oh, God.
No, because they're all from the nursing. There's like a whole pew full of them from the nursing. They all came on the bus.
They all came on the bus and we're all doing it at the same time. It's like music.
They put those guys in the back.
These guys are what just I can do.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes. I mean,
I
don't think we go one show without a fart joke.
No, we got to do
just at least
joke.
One.
Yeah. I have to watch.
Just because we're middle-aged doesn't mean that we have to act that way.
Yeah, we don't have to act middle-aged. We have to act like we used to, still.
You have to bring the humor back into your lives.
We can't move as well, but...
No. So when we do fart, we got to sit in our own stench because you can't get up fast enough.
You're like, oh, God.
It's coming.
Like
it's coming your
this.
Way. Yeah. Warn everybody.
I can't handle it.
Warn everybody that around it's coming your way.
I know my dogs leave when I do it. They're like, nope.
You know, the dog always looks at me the same way she looks at her own butt. It's like, what was that?
What are you doing?
And she's like sniffing the air. I'm like, don't do that.
I love scaring Kokomo doing that to him. He'll lay next to me and say, he'll stare.
Yeah.
Like, ha ha, gotcha. And then I'm like, oh my God.
But then they do it to themselves. Like they have a little toot and they're like, what the heck? What was that?
It's so bad talking about farts, but I don't care. remember Dee Dee, because she stretches and she always arches.
Oh, yeah,
back.
Yep.
She was stretched. Never have I heard her do this. Never. She was stretching. She was like, I was like, who's a pretty girl in here? And I was like, she looks at me. She goes, yeah, that's right. Suited.
That's what they sound like.
No, hers was a squeak. It was like, I was like, she was just like.
Sometimes when Harper jumps up on the couch, she'll toot. So it's like, she'll leap off the floor. She leaps off the floor. She's like, like, oh, you tooted.
I think it's funny when, like, us, when we sit down, we're like, what the heck? Where'd that come from?
It's when she jumps. Oh, it's so man. Funny. And I go, oh, you tooted. And then if I say toot, like, did you toot? She, like, looks at me, gets all excited, and then starts running around in a circle. So I have to say, like, something different. So she doesn't. She just jumped up on the couch to relax.
Did you have a gasser?
You foofed?
You foofed-ied? I fjorted.
I forgot about that.
Hey, guys. So fjorted. Smells like a refresher. Strawberries and cream.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Oh, man. I tell ya.
Whew, it's like heart attack moment.
Yeah.
The blood pressure went way up.
You know, today's actually nice.
I know. It's amazing.
The sun is out, and it's a little bit warmer.
It's like 60, isn't it?
I don't know. It was chilly this morning.
Yeah, I know. I was freezing to death. I was like, I hate you. And then I was like, why is it so hot? It's 59.
Yeah.
It's 59.
It was cold yesterday.
It was freezing yesterday. I was trying to walk the dogs. I'm like, man, it's so cold. And they're just like, oh, I'm going to sniff everything.
And that
stop
weird
it.
Drizzle rain is like.
Oh, like the mist?
Yeah, it's, I can't.
Stupid.
It's funny because when it blows around out back, I have like a backyard camera to see if I see, is like if I can see any animals that come in the backyard. And I'll get a notification and it'll say somebody's in your backyard or somebody's at the backyard boogie is what I call it.
Yeah.
And someone is at the backyard boogie and I'm looking and I'm like, you know what? That is not a person. That is snow. It looks like snow. That drizzle.
Yeah.
It looks like snow in my camera. And I'm like, no, I open up, look at it. I'm like, no. We don't need any more of that.
No, we don't need any at all.
We don't need any more of that.
Watch like a couple weeks from now. I'm like, it's gonna be,
you're gonna get a nor'easter.
20 feet of snow. I'm like, I'll kill everyone. I'll leave. I'll literally leave.
That's it. I'm moving out.
Yeah, I'm done. Bye. I'm going to Florida for a month.
We're moving to Arizona.
Yeah.
Utah.
That sounds good. Utah. I'd love to go to Utah.
Utah. Where are your long nose cousins like from Utah?
I'd like to be a Ute.
A Ute.
What are you, a Utonian?
You mean these Utes? These what?
These Utes. Two Utes.
These two Utes.
What's a Ute?
Youths.
Youths. I love that movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
These two Utes.
These two Utes.
I love Joe Pesci. He's old, man. Holy
I
old.
Know. I know. But when you think of him, I think of, I want to say.
Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Where he's like. How am I funny, huh? How am I funny? Why am I? What's what makes me so funny to you, huh? Why am
you
I so funny?
You mean like a clown funny?
Yeah, like a clown funny. What are you talking about? And he's like, I don't know. You're just funny. Yeah. How am I funny? You tell me how I'm funny.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been terrified. I was like, he's gonna shoot me in the face.
Yeah, because he was unhinged.
Yeah, he was bad.
He was an unhinged gangster.
I hated when they shot him though. I was like, man.
I know. He was all excited thinking he was going to get made.
Yeah, I was like, he got made, all right.
Yeah, he got made into hamburger meat.
He got made into a carpet.
Yeah.
He'll clean this up.
But he did do something he wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah.
So that's your penance.
It was a good movie, too.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. Ray Liotta passed away, right?
Did he?
I think so.
Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
Let me just double check, because, you know.
They're always fake ones.
We got to just make sure before we say something.
Good
like
old
that.
Chuck Norris passed away.
I know. I thought he was going to live forever.
Yeah. Move mountains.
Right? Yeah, he died in 2022.
Yeah, I knew he died.
In May.
I loved Ray Liotta. He was such a good gangster person in movies.
He was. And then there was, he was in Field of Dreams, I think, is the first time I saw him in a movie.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah, they put a lot of makeup on him.
He looks so pretty.
They put a lot of makeup on him because of his face. Marks, mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was so pretty.
So the next time I saw him, I didn't know his face even looked like that. Yeah. Not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying I didn't know. So I was shocked to see that.
I think it's cool that they actually hired a guy like that, even though he had all that, and they're just like, it's because you're a damn good actor, man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Exactly.
We don't need to
It's not like he was ugly. Yeah, it's not. He wasn't ugly.
Don't need to be pretty. It's got to be pretty people.
Hollywood used to be so picky.
Oh, yeah.
And fickle.
Yeah.
And it was difficult to get in.
Yeah.
It is now, too. But, like, I think it was easier to get in the, like, 20s, 30s, 40s when Hollywood was just really starting to bloom because you could just, you know, easily get found or just stroll along the sidewalk and there you are in a picture.
I'm an actor.
But now, you know, they want you to, you know, they won't choose you, cast you based on how you look so much, which is good.
Are they filming a movie here?
I don't know why.
Because they had like the camera where that thing that moves.
They
had it up in the, by the Holiday Inn in the old building, the old publishing building.
Yeah.
There was like, plants and pictures on the wall. There was a whole bunch of people in there and they're doing this. And like, I was like, oh, they must be acting. But then I look up and the guy's got the camera looking through the window.
Huh.
I was like, nice.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Where?
I took a picture of it.
Not at the hotel.
Yeah. Look, I'll show you.
Huh.
I'll show you the picture.
I'll have to ask some of the employees and see what the hell's going on over there.
See?
That'd be interesting, huh? Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, there's a camera on this one right here, and there's people up in the building.
You'll have to send that to me so I can enlarge it and look at it.
Oh, yeah. It's a shoot. See the cameras? Right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, unless it's like...
Yeah, they had the whole road blocked off. They had... The lights were up there. They had, like, little plants and everything.
Huh. Yeah. Well, maybe they are.
They're filming something cool. They're filming Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure.
That's gonna be funny. But like, well, we gotta find Chuck and Billy. We don't know where they live.
Where are they?
That'd be funny.
It would be funny.
If they're like
checking all the trailer parks.
Where are these losers? One of them's got to be an alcoholic.
One of them's got to be in one of these trailers.
And I know one of them's a dummy. So they're both dummies.
Yeah, well, we do dumb stuff.
The other one gets hit on by, like, people for no reason.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That could be a very, like, I don't know what the right word is, but I think it would be very annoying.
What?
If you were constantly accosted.
Yeah.
You know?
You're so like, cute. And listen, okay?
I have a 40 in my hand. I will hit you with it. Good night.
Bye.
See you later.
I did watch Dracula.
That's new, yeah. I didn't see that one yet.
It's good.
I want to see the new mummy.
It was, you know, Dracula, you know, Bram Stoker.
Yeah.
It was mostly a love story, you know what I mean? But still, really interesting to get the perspective, and I was like, I'm gonna watch this. Heck with it.
I liked Frankenstein.
I did like Frankenstein.
No, the new one, Frankenstein, the new Frankenstein one.
Oh yeah.
That was good.
It's similar.
It was
like,
so good.
The premise of the Frankenstein, and that was sort of a love story. Dracula was always a love story.
Yeah.
You know, as we know, but
so cute.
I know.
He's
in a morbid way, it's a love story.
He's gonna bite my neck. Oh my god! He's gonna give me a.
I'm gonna make him do it.
I don't want him there. My name's Chantel. I don't want like scars. It's gonna hurt me.
Chantel doesn't like scars.
Don't nibble. Stop it!
If you're gonna bite, just bite already.
Just bite down gentle. Oh, that hurts. Stop it. My name's Chantel. Chantel doesn't like it when you bite hard. Chantel wants you to be gentle. Listen,
that's funny.
Chantel's getting angry. Stop it.
Oh, man.
Ah, it's time to go.
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys are probably like,
is that time
God,
of day?
I know. It was the music now.
Yeah, right?
idiots.
Please, for the love of God, no more fart jokes.
No more. Stop it. You're killing us here. All right, so that's us. Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Make sure you all go home and play with your hand puppets. And make sure your trolleys are running around the house.
And don't forget to tie your shoes.
Yes, put on your red sweaters and zip it up tightly. Make sure you don't get it to your neck because that hurts. Have a good one. Have a good day. Bye.